Back here on the Mighty 690 at, as we approach 1010, we do have a special guest here in studio with us as we have a very important event coming up. We have Lori Holman from the American Red Cross. How you doing, Lori?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, it's good to have you on here. I'm doing well. And we have a blood drive coming up here for the area that you're here to tell us about.
We do. We have the community, Coffeyville Community Blood Drive that is next Tuesday and Wednesday at the First Nazarene Church on First Street.
Excellent. And so that's going to be a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of blood drives that happen around the area, and I know this is definitely by no means the first one in Coffeyville.
Right, right.
And so we got a couple days. Tuesday, the hours are, looks like 11:45 to 6, right?
Yes.
And then Wednesday, 8:30 until 12:30.
Correct.
So we kind of have like an afternoon opportunity and then a morning opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do take walk-ins as we have open appointments.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone has would like to go ahead and get an appointment, maybe they're interested mm-hmm. In just kind of getting on that calendar, maybe if they want to build in a time to take off work or something like that, how do they make that appointment?
Well, we do prefer that they do make an appointment ahead. It does make things run a lot smoother, and we can only do so many appointments every 15 minutes, and so it is best to make an appointment ahead if at all possible. There are three ways to do that. The first way you can do is contact our great blood program leader, Valerie Suddock. She lives in Coffeyville, and she has given me permission to give out her number. Her number is 620-515-6230. Donors can also call Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or they can log into the website redcrossblood.org.
Excellent. So, mm-hmm. Lori, we know that blood is just so important, and it's a perishable product. And I mean, the need is constant. Is one of those things
yes.
that we hear about blood. Can you fill us in just a little bit? Who does this blood go to? Who uses it? I mean, what is the need like?
Well, James, every 2 seconds in the United States, someone needs blood. And we can't create it in a lab. The only way we can gather blood is from donors who want to volunteer to give them themselves and help save someone's life. So blood is needed for a lot of different reasons. It's needed for new moms and premature babies, accident and burn victims, heart surgery and organ transplant patients, those receiving treatment for leukemia, cancer, and sickle cell disease. They all need blood on an ongoing basis. And we just came out of an emergency shortage. And so we're very glad that we're not in that emergency shortage, but we do not want that to happen again. So.
Yeah, no, that yeah. is for sure. So mm-hmm. I mean, we always need those people who are going to be giving. Now, if someone is interested in giving, what are the requirements in order to be able to give blood?
Well, in Kansas, you have to be at least 16 years old. At 16 years old, you have to have a parental consent. So there is a form that you will download and bring with you. You can be 17 without parental consent, and there is no age limit as far as how old you can be to give blood. You have to be in generally good health, and most medications are okay, but you can visit our website redcrossblood.org to see a deferral list for medications. So we want you to also, if you are planning on giving blood, to get a good night's sleep, to hydrate extra, and eat a healthy meal before your donation, wear a t-shirt where we can access your arm, and don't forget your ID, such as a driver's license or donor card.
Okay, no, that is really good to know. Mm-hmm. About how long does it take to actually give blood?
The average donation lasts about an hour in to out, depending upon how long you will wait to get in. But the donation itself only takes typically around 8 to 10 minutes.
Okay. And how much is taken like per actual donation?
Well, our goal is around a pint of blood.
Okay.
And so that's how we count blood, is in pints. And we always have a goal at each drive to make that goal in order to ensure that our hospitals in the U.S. have enough blood on a daily basis.
Okay. Now, you know, I've always kind of wondered, and it's okay if you don't necessarily know the exact, you know, answer to the mm-hmm. question here, but if once that blood's donated, what happens to it before it goes to the hospital? Is there like a process?
You wouldn't believe it. You know, I'm a new account manager, and so I can't tell you each and every detail, but I had the pleasure of having a chance to look at a donation center in Wichita, where we're based out of, and the entire basement processes blood. And you wouldn't believe the amount of processes that go through just to make it safe for our patients. But it does a very rigorous testing. Everything that we do is very safe. And that blood typically lasts a little over a month. And so that's why we need blood consistently, because after that, I believe it's a 42-day window for red blood, it is expired and we can't use it anymore. Mm. Platelets only last 5 days, which is very quick. So that's a consistent need of blood constantly is our goal.
Yeah, that is so important. And I mean, just the fact that to be able to help save a life is payment right there. I think, you know, that is just awesome that so many people volunteer for that. Do you give them any cookies or anything, you know?
We do. In fact, we just had a great high school drive a week or two ago here. And somewhere, I don't know if it was that drive or not, but one of the kids said that he gave so he could get out of class and get cookies. And
good.
So we thought that was great. But yes, we do have a canteen afterwards, so you'll get drinks and snacks, and we want you to rest for 10 to 15 minutes to make sure you're feeling okay after your donation. And many drives in the nine Southeast Kansas counties that I am in charge of, they have volunteer groups that possibly make chili, sandwiches, homemade pies and cookies. So there's always that opportunity to really get treated after blood donation.
That is mm-hmm. so great. So that is just wonderful. Well, Lori, can you go over maybe one more time for the folks just joining us, the dates and the times and the location for this upcoming blood drive? Yes.
You betcha. The blood drive is Tuesday, March 19th. At 11:45 to 6, Wednesday, March 20th from 8:30 to 12:30, and this blood drive will be at the Coffeyville Community First Nazarene Church. Now, we will be changing locations here and there with this blood drive specifically. The Coffeyville Community is going to share with different churches around every 2 months is the typical window that someone can give blood. So this drive has committed to do a drive around every 2 months. But we are still looking for more people to be willing to host drives. So we do have many in your community, but you're a large town and we have much room for growth. So if you're an organization, a business, a civic organization, anybody that would like to help out, whether you want to be in charge as a blood program leader, as far as managing that drive, or just a volunteer, we need all kinds of helping hands at Red Cross, and we can find a place for you to make a difference.
That's great. And if someone's interested in maybe doing that, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
My number is 316-230-0784, and my email is lori.holman@redcross.org. That's lori.holman@redcross.org.
Excellent. Well, Lori, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here?
Just that everyone can be a hero when they give blood. Giving blood can save up to 3 lives, and a power red donation, which is a concentrated level of red blood cells, can save up to, I believe, 23 babies, because they only use a little bit for a premature baby, like a teaspoon or a tablespoon. So everyone can be a hero when they give blood. And if you can't give, that is okay. Only a certain percentage of the community of the population is able to give blood, and even a much smaller, around 10%, actually give blood. But everybody can help in some way. So if you can't help by giving blood, I encourage you to recruit someone to give blood in your name, and that's just as important as giving yourself.
Hey, that is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Red Cross just does so much for our community. We appreciate you taking the time to come in and tell us about it.
Thank you, James.
Of folks can show up here this coming Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes, thank you, James. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much, Lori. And on the way, we will have more Open Line and more of your calls straight ahead here on KGGF.